Achazu v'yachazu. Or to machamura to rakala, to makala, both of them, adlikelev, as long as it fits for dog tidu, it still has tumor on it. Yeah, so then the question is, hochazu lekelev, it fits for kelev tidit over here. So her tekash, it fits for kelev tidit, so who then, this dam, she still have a tumor, the master on it. Even though it's magid good as both of raiv, but it took up those things, if you hold the tumor's command, yisadam, it should have a tumor, the master on it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, will be a little bit of a kasha, or according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now the Gemara says Gufa. What we just said before, that the Bar Poda holds and says, Tum Chamura Ad Leger, that a Tum Chamura, the Rashanah is in the Tum Asmasa, as Kozman is fit for Ger, Tidid has Tum Asmasa. The Tum Akalev means Tum Asmagish Shubayad Lekelev. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Achazu v'Yachazu Tuma Kala Tuma Chamura Ad Lekelev. They both have the Tuma, and Tuma is not fit for dog tidur, but calls them on a dog tidur, it still has this Tuma. Moshe says now, my time with the Bar Poda. What's the reason of Bar Poda? My time with the Bar Poda. You see, because the pasuk says, Lo Yisoichlu Kol Nevela Lager. You should not eat a Nevela, but rather you should give it to a Ger. A Ger doesn't mean a real Ger, a Jew, it means a Ger Toshev. He's only Mekabel not to be able to avoid the Zohar, but he's still a Goy. So the Torah says clearly, what should we do with the Nevela? Give it to a Goy. So we dash in Haru Yelager Kru Nevela. If it's fit, this piece of meat for a Ger to eat it, that's called the Istam Nevela on it. But the Shein Haru Yelager, it is Serucha, like Kiv is done. It's spoiled already, it's not fit for Goy to eat it even, for Ger to eat it, therefore in the Kru Nevela, it's not called a Nevela. That's Pshat from Bar Poda. Why, according to Tosfos, it means the whole tumas nevela goes off it. Once it's not fit for ger tidit, it has no tumas, not magra, not masa. According to Rashi, it's only the tumor masa goes off it, but the tumas magra still has them. Now the Gemara asks, "V'idach, what's Rabbi Yochanan do with this? How could he say it still has a tumas masa on it?" Either pasuk says lager. So the Gemara says, "V'idach lemuti hecha dechaseira dehasricha mikara." If at the beginning when the animal died, like even right before the animal died, its meat was spoiled, wormy already, so it was never fit to be eaten in the first place, for again, then it has no tumor. That's from the Yochanan. If when it died it wasn't fit, and economy, then the tumor is not chal. The Yochanan just told that if the shaft of behemoth died, it was in the velar, that at that time it was fit for ger to eat it, so even though later on it becomes spoiled and the ger cannot eat it anymore, the Yochanan holds the tumor doesn't go off it. But if it's Sricha Mikora at the beginning, as soon as it died, right away it was Masriach, that the yeast is not Chal in the first place, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that also. What about Bar Poda? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is right, maybe the Poda only comes for Sricha Mikora. Someone says, Vidach means Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hesricha Mikora. Bar Poda means holds, Hesricha Mikora, Sricha Mikora, I don't need a Poda for that. If it's Masriach Mikora, he holds Chito. Why the Gemara says Afar Biyam is Mamas dirt? So we understand as dirt, that means nothing, therefore we don't need a pasuk to remind it. So here's the Afar Machlok is Bar Poda and Rabbi Yochanan. How the Gemara says Tanan wanted our Mishnah, we have Lezer ben Yaakov Oime, Behema Gasa, Fat Behema, Sheshof was Chalor was Dam, that lets out a clot of Dam. Harez it to cover. You have to bury the clot of dam, not to be afraid the Uber, the Bechor is there. And even if terrorists mean a Bechor, the next kid it has is not a Bechor anymore. For Tony, we have Chiyeli, Metamel, and Magal, and Masa. That this Chavarez dam has no tumor, it's not a Magal, not a Masa. Now, the Yom of Yechim Mechel said, what's the reason why it has no tumor? Mishum Bitter Bereiv no Gubo. Yechim before said, the reason is that the steepest dam is Bota Bereiv. That's why there's no tumor, Magal, as the Uber Sheboy, as the Nevela Sheboy. But the question is, my Yirah Mishum Bit of Roy, why do you have to come on to say that there's a din Bit of Roy when this Chavar is dam? The Chura Taipik Lay, the Lay Yishazi Klau. And we just said a quote from Yechanan. But the Post says there has to be a real again when we dash in the means of Sricha Mikora. That when the Behemoth died or here, when the dam comes on, it's not Roy to be eaten by a person. So therefore it's like a Sricha Mikora, so Pshit that has no Tumas Nevela on it. So why does the Yechon say the reason why this dam has no tumor? Because it's bottom raiv, typically it's masriach mikora. So Moshe says, no, it's svara, I tell you, hanami yitchazi mikora. No, here at the beginning, this dam, when it was in the mother's stomach, it was fit to be eaten then. Agavime, meaning to say if a guy would cut up the name and eat it, he would eat the dam in the name also. He's not makpid on dam. They eat the blood. So when they eat their meat, they eat the blood in the meat also. Therefore, the beginning, when this chavor is down, this ubu is inside the stomach, at that time, even though at that time it didn't have a tumas nevela yet, for a koponim mashma shein nevela it had then. Just as a tumas not chal when it's inside the mother's stomach, but a shein nevela it had. And at that time, that nevela was edible by a girl. So that's considered, this is called, that it had a shein nevela on it, and it was called edible by a girl. So even the later, when it comes out, it's mesriach, for a koponim korsrab yechner would have tumas nevela on it. So the only reason why it has no tum is only because it's bottle bread, bitter bread, nagabo. And now the kash, the bitter bread should only help for the tumas magashaboy. But for the tumas masashaboy, when you're carrying those things, the maisa, you're for sure carrying, you should have a tumas masa, it's how we buy by kasha before. Now the Gemara said, Tanan Hossam, we learned the Mishnah Machshir, and it says, we have Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Tzir Tohor, if you have Tzir, this brine, that's Tohor, that you bought off an Amoritz. And either one of two ways, Rashi says. Either we learned before that you may have Shoka B'mayim, and that Shoka B'mayim helps that it remains Tohor, or else the Pshat is, and or else the Pshat is no, that it was Tohor at the beginning, and right now the case is Shenofel Toich B'mayim Kol Shutomei, that a little bit of water falls in, a little bit of Talmudic water falls into it right now. So, we say taket tamei, or shenof or teich amayim kosh, a little bit of water falls into the seer now, and then it's tamei. Why is it tamei? Rashi says one or two pshatim. Easy to learn that at first there was some tamedic water there, but that was bottle brave, and now when you put a little bit more water there now it's chayzev neyer. So if you all tum is chayzev neyer, that's why the seer is tamei, because of the water is tamei. And if you all know, once it's bought, it's not Chayzev Neir anymore. So Rashi said, then you have to learn here that this little bit of water that fell on now was Talmudic water. So kids, when the water falls into the tzir, now we do not say there's Roiv tzir here to say that the water is bottled to the tzir, it's not Tomei. But rather we say, no, that there's enough water now to make it like at least Mach to Mach, or else to make it Roiv water. So we consider like it's water now. But since this drop of water falling in now is Tamadika water, it's Matamadot here. So now, why do we say this, that there's so much water there already? The Khuri are putting a little bit of water into Tzir, into this fish brine. So Mar says, Amar Nachum, Nachum it says, Amar Rabba Barahua, that Zaytzimus, we have a proof to say, that Nechshidu Am Yoretz, Lariv Machza B'tzir, that when Amoritz, when they sell that Tzir, their fish brine, they put in 50% water. So true, before the water fell in, it was 50-50. Now that a drop of water falls into it, it becomes rave water, and therefore has the same water on it. So when Tamadika water falls in now, it makes the first water Tamei. Or else the soil we had before in Rashi, that's Chayzev Neir. The original drop of water that was Tamei before was bottle. But now, it's Chayzev Neir. So the question is, V'lor Mali Machza, what do you have to say there before there was 50% water? There was 50% seer. Afilo Botsimi Machza Nami. Let's say there was a little bit less than 50% of water. And Vahani Masha, this little bit of water that you're putting in now, heavily Palga makes it 50% water now. And therefore, Palga Palga La Bottle also is not bottled the same water. That's why it becomes Tommy. Like, why do you have to say there was 50% water before? And now when this little bit more water comes into it, it's like rave water. Let's say before there was a drop less than 50% of water. But now when you put a drop more water in, now you make it 50-50. And 50-50 is not bottle, so it has a shame water here in the seer, and therefore that water becomes tame. So my answer is like this, I tell you, don't say it was mamash machta 50% water, but say it was close to 50% water before. A drop less. And now with this mashu water, now it becomes 50%. He boys him before I can tell you what it is. He boys is saying more tumas amoris rabbonin. That this tumor of an amoris touches, gives us his water. That that we said, tumas, it's only with rabbonin, it's not a fada, it's only with rabbonin to get tumor. That if you question, maybe it was tumi. And also tumas mashkin rabbonin, that water bechlaus makabo tumor, it's only with rabbonin, it's like one man diam the gemar psochim rash, he says, perkam the psochim. It's only with rabbonin that mashkin is makabo tumor. And Echnami, once it's Mekabal Tumah, Midrabbonin has the Mechomet HaKetumah, that even the Sheni makes the Rishon HaTumah. But I call upon him, Mashkim is only Mekabal Tumah, Midrabbonin. And so, the Ruba goes to Rabbonin. When will Rabbonin go to this Tumah, the water? Could be Metamah, the other water, only if you have Rave water here. But the palga goes to barabon. So the palga barabon to make a gzeiro. The palga palga there's no gzeiro, and therefore we say the palga palga there's no gzeiro. Therefore the water will not become tummy. Therefore the only reason why the water is tummy is because before by the Amoris it was 50% water, 50% brine. And now that you throw a little bit more water in, now it becomes rife water. Therefore that's the loch. When you have rife water, now we say it's mekabel tumah, and that's the loch that is so tzir now is tummy. Now the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, halakeach behema menika. If you buy a behema, that's milking, that's nursing. Minavik chavim ofagoi. So in Cheshin, you don't have to be afraid to say that Shema b'noah shalacheres oya. Maybe that this kid that the cow was milking is a different baby from a different behema. As if to say maybe this cow did not give birth yet. And therefore when you buy it now, the first kid it has is a bechor. You don't have to be afraid. But rather we say in Astam that since you buy a cow that's nursing, we say the kid that is nursing is his own kid. And therefore when you have another kid, it's not a bechor. You don't have to be afraid, maybe this is somebody else's kid. If it's somebody else's kid then, so how is it nursing to be choshed, maybe to say, because there's a miyut that's chaleves, even though they're not your leves? No, we have a right to say, of course, it's nursing its own kid, and therefore there's a p'tur in b'chayra. Now, nichnas ledileg, nichnas letoich edris, somebody goes into his flock of sheep, for one he sees that some of Akirois, the ones, the younger ones, that did not give birth, this is the first time they gave birth, but they have a bechor there, and they saw these young mothers like that are nursing menikos, they saw them nursing their own kid, which grew that kid as a bechor, they shame them at curious, and they saw the other cows that are not young, older ones, menikos, they're also nursing. So ain't chosh, you don't have to be afraid that Shema b'no shalzu bolo yetzuzu, to say that this young mother, when she's nursing, maybe she's nursing somebody else's kid, it's not really b'chor. Or Shema b'no shalzu bolo yetzuzu, has to say, when the older one is nursing, maybe it's nursing a b'chor from a different one. You don't have to be chosh like that, and rather we say the one that is nursing is his own kid. Therefore the young mother that the first time they gave birth, that kid type is a b'chor. And the one it's nursing, is not a b'chor, it's a poshut. You're right, like the Shtar and Chazaka, the way you see it, that they say this one is a b'chor and that one's not a b'chor. You know, to be choshut for me, it maybe they got switched around. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman said, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, some said, Yusuf Stambi, Omer Rav, that Hilchasa B'kuli Perkin. We paskin all the halachas, all the mishnayos, and now a perek, we paskin again in Mishnah, we paskin that way. Barmi plukta, unless there's a machlokes, in the Mishnah, then we don't paskin like it. But any star Mishnah in our perek here, we paskin like them. So Moses says, Omer Rosheshi said, that Aminai said that Kinayim V'shochiv Ravam al Hashmaita. That Rav said this when he was like dozing off, half sleeping. No, it doesn't make sense what he said. Because Sahai, on which Mishnah did Rav have to tell us that the Lach is like that Mishnah? Let me before tell me a ratio in the first Mishnah. Miflag. There's a machlokes of the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. There's a machlokes of the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you buy your behemoth off a goy and you have a swap of whether it gave birth or not, whether it's a bechor or not, by an A's, by Rachel, 2 years, 3 years, Koshevatin, if you're a machlokes of the first Mishnah. So that's not where Rav says we talk about that first Mishnah. Elawat ad Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. On the Mishnah before about Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that he said that Baim Agasa Sheshotas Chereres Dama Rezu Tikhover to Manabachor. The Mishnah before we had that Rav meant to say part of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. So where's the question that Mishnah Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki? If Kavanoki Rashi says we're clear and pure, Rashi said like Yitzchak Le Rav Lashminin. Rav doesn't have those we paskin like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Kavanoki says Mat. We have a few times to Huska or Mekemis Mortim Umashom Anoki is pure. Shalokha must paskin like him. It's a lechu you don't need Rav teaches halacha Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. So what's Rav teaching us? El what that Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is going Rav Shimon Gamliel, our mission over here. It says lechayek b'yimim menikum and avetcher was our mission yet to the pasul and the pasul of our mishnah. So Moses says no, it's not true because miflag polo the b'raisa. We still see it's a machloek, it's a plukt in the b'raisa. So it's a lechu, then Rav also says we don't pass like the star mishnah. Only when there's no machloek, but there's machloek, we don't pass him. So where does Rav teach us we pass him like this? Gemara says, Elud must be Adar Rabbi Yosi ben Amishum. That's the next Mishnah later. Gemara says, Omar Rav Chodazim, Rav already said that one time. The other one, Rav says, Uchas, Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulim. We pass Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulim. Elud Gemara says, Asar Ba'amum. The Shalom can use the here off of Ba'amumanat. Asar Ba'amum, these are all Mishnahs we'll have later. So the Gemara says, no. Mislike Pligi, Akiva ben Mahalo Rabbonin. It's also Machlekes over there. We'll have later between Akiva ben Mahalo and Rabbonin. So where does Rav teach us that we pass like our Star Mishnah? So Mor says yes. Liyel or merely Rav meant to say for now Mishnah over here. Liyel or Mad Roshim and Megam Liyel. It's a Machlekes in the Brisa. So Mor says Volker Mashon. This is what Rav meant to teach us. The Brisa let look the. That we learned in the Brisa. Rashi says the Cheshiv is not Choshiv. Pluto, the Chidun, since in our Mishnah doesn't say any machoikis, Hilchos HaKavosai. So where Rav is teaching us that we take a paskin like our Mishnah over here. We paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Yeah. Now, the Chidun, the Yom HaRav, Hilchos HaKavosai, Pirkin, Barmi Pluto, Halach, once since Rav said this memory over here, do we paskin like any star Mishnah Perik? If so, Halach Rav Yosi ben Meshulam Lomeli. How come later, right after 6 in, we pass my Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam? It's a stam.